Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome to our second hour here on Circles of Change. It's a pleasure always to reach out and touch in with true entrepreneurs that are guiding their own way and taking their profession in a new space. And that will be the case with my next guest, with Lauren Weiss. How are you this morning, Lauren?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm just doing great. Let me introduce Lauren. She's founder and head of editorial of Midnight Publishing, providers of personal media architects that specialize in influential writing and editing for innovative business experts and authors, copywriting and editing for websites, brochures, media press releases, to take that image to the next level. Lauren and her team, also at Midnight Publishing, offer one-on-one self-publishing guidance services to lead people and experts in their field by writing a book to enhance their image and authority. Midnight Publishing, truly on the map. A graduate of the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University, Lauren's been a professional editor and writer for over 10 years. She has a real passion for retelling the stories of people and places, has written for local and national publications, and interviewed dozens of high-profile figures, from Alice Cooper to Mark Tillman, the Air Force One pilot on duty during 9/11. Lauren has personally edited and helped write books for experts, both nonfiction and fiction. So it's one thing to say you're in your business for yourself. It's another thing to go do it. Lauren, what prompted you to start off on your own?
Well, you know, when I graduated from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism, it was right at the major downturn in the publishing industry. So I pretty much decided to take matters into my own hands and start Midnight Publishing to help assist other authors and, you know, writers like myself who needed more of a professional umbrella for their services. I wanted to combine the professional expertise of a small publishing house along with the creative control of self-publishing for people.
Well, and actually there's a tremendous possibility for niche assistance there, and let your expertise really shine. The name Midnight Publishing, is that a reflection of your indeed working at midnight a lot of times?
It is, actually. You know, I am a night owl, and I can often be found working, you know, until the late hours of the night. So that is a reflection of how late I like to work, and that's, you know, that seems to be my creativity is strongest.
Well, in that, my husband and I have a son who's a sophomore in college in the creative space at Savannah College of Art and Design, and we get phone calls from him at midnight our time, which is 2 or 3 in the morning his time. I completely am empathetic to know when the energy hits you creative types, although he wakes me up when he calls me sometimes. Well, Lauren, I think the other piece of it, you're characterizing that name Midnight Publishing, of course, with your supporting people that are doing press releases, themselves living on tight deadlines. I know that many times, sometimes we're not as good as recognizing it holds other people up. So I suspect a lot of that is also tied in with when your clients get their energy going too.
Exactly. You would be surprised at how often I have clients calling me or sending emails late at night. And I think sometimes, you know, the fact that I'm awake and completely okay with responding to their concerns or questions at that time can be surprising, but they seem, you know, that they seem to like it. It might be something that they don't get from other businesses in that same field. So,
that's,
you know,
really
the world of creativity never really sleeps.
That's exactly right. Even when you are sleeping, it's still going, isn't it?
Exactly. Right. You know, that especially with, you know, the digital age brought such a wave of, you know, impersonal overseas editing and writing mails and bad business ethics to the editorial and publishing world. So one of our goals is to help strengthen the integrity of the do-it-yourself system, you know, offering consulting on every aspect of it, just making sure that our clients are stronger writers and creative professionals in the end. You know, that's really important for us.
So tell us more about that. I mean, I think what you're saying is that actually the journalistic world and media in general perhaps has strayed from the kind of arduous deep dive research, stand by the facts, and jumped instead to what's easy to get a hold of and maybe not check the integrity. Is that what you were saying there?
Exactly. You know, one of the things that we focus on in our company is helping people publish their work, you know, self-publishing. And the problem with self-publishing today is that, you know, that's so easy to do. There's so much content out there by great writers, but when people aren't taking those extra steps to have their work edited or, you know, not gaining any professional advice if they really want their work to sell, you can be an incredible writer or expert in your field, but if your work isn't professionally polished and technically correct, you're going to instantly lose that credibility. Many things that writers think are, you know, little, like typos, misspellings, or bad punctuation, just scream, you know, amateur to browsing customers, and you'll lose them. So those little things really count in a big way if you want to establish a professional image and reputation and really put something out into the world of books that people are going to notice and really appreciate.
Well, and you know, it isn't that they necessarily notice that there aren't typographical errors in it, but they certainly notice when there are problems in there. Just as
exactly.
much as if it's not formatted with nice margins, appropriate page breaks, even the use of illustrations, something that is pleasant to the eye. Of course, I do a lot of work with individuals that are in search of what's next in their careers. And, you know, one flaw on a resume or one margin off on a cover letter puts it in the wrong file.
Exactly. It makes sense, but it's also unbelievable at the same time because you're completely right. People never notice when everything's perfect, but the second there's one little mistake, that it all comes crashing down.
Well, so what really sets your editing and writing skills apart at Midnight Publishing from maybe other, what I would call, you know, factory services that are found on the internet?
Well, we balance traditional and modern writing and editing services. And we, you know, so we really like celebrating the love of traditional print. I mean, I'm huge into books. I have 400 books in my office alone, and I'm actually allergic to paper.
No.
But I love, you know, that tangible, you have to have that physical book right there. You know, a lot of people still love that. I personally believe that will never go away. But it's very important to also celebrate, you know, the technological advancements like ebooks that can reach broader audiences. And especially, you know, we focus on companies and clients who really wish to project a positive message upon society. We're selling them a combination of their product and value and a brand experience. And, you know, an author should always have that feeling of accomplishment and creative control and pride in their product is important, you know, as it is to make sure that that writing is technically correct and, you know, grammatically. Enhancing the voice of the author is just as important in enhancing that heart of their work. It's just as important when it comes to successfully reaching readers and customers.
Absolutely true. In fact, I think you know that my husband, Ted, he leads Night Horses Publishing. He picks up and actually enjoys partnerships with editorial firms like yours, but he offers that same identical focus for the from the edited copy forward to get to that book in the hands of the customer. And in fact, even says, our books are really an entertainment experience. It isn't a book per se. So just
for
you, that you're really offering your clients, that full experience so that whatever they're writing truly personifies who they are.
Exactly. You know, it's, we have had a really interesting array of authors and experts that we've worked with. And, you know, we like to draw attention to the integrity of the professional community. I mean, in fact, we're actually, lately we've been getting a lot of experts, you know, who are experts in their certain fields, whether it's medical or, you know, natural remedies or teaching, anything like that. We had a lot of people approach us wanting to write books because, you know, that's kind of the next best thing for experts, to establish their credibility in their field.
Tell us about some of what are maybe perhaps some of the most unique manuscripts you've worked with so far.
Well, we've worked with, we've worked with some pretty high-profile public figures, a lot of motivational, educational, inspirational books. For example, we worked with the founder of the CIA Leadership Academy, who's also a consultant to senior leaders in the CIA. He wrote a leadership book. Mm-hmm. We've also worked with a pretty well-known screenwriter and an actor with his memoir about all the hardships he's overcome. We worked on an academic textbook with the president at Mesa Firefighters in Arizona. And we've also done, one of my favorites was with the founder of the Skin and Cancer Center of Arizona, which mm-hmm. In 2012 and 2013 was voted the number one skin cancer research center in the country. He was writing a book about how to understand the different types of skin cancer and how to prevent it and treat it if you have been diagnosed. So, it's a wide variety of topics.
Well, how fun it is for you to be to be able to touch into that variety of people as well. As I mentioned in the interview, in the introduction, of course, that you have a real passion for helping people retell their own stories through your whole journalism experience, and thus to be on the other side with the editorial portrayal. We're speaking with Lauren Weiss, by the way. Her company is MidnightPublishingLLC.com, based up in Phoenix, Arizona area. So the variety of books that you've actually edited, to go from a memoir all the way to an academic textbook, that really demonstrates, I would say, Lauren, the skill set and breadth and versatility that you have in your team then.
Yes. We like to just make sure that people are putting their messages out there. You know, that's just really going to make a difference in society. And so those are kind of the ones that we lean more towards to work with. We have some team members that helped pioneer desktop publishing in the 80s that have really specialized in graphic design and, you know, book cover design. And just people who, we have some people from the, also graduates of the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. You know, we really like to keep it local.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people who work with us to be extremely passionate about, you know, their expertise and what it is that they really want to put out into society.
Well, Lauren, I would suspect, you know, that your passion goes beyond just the editing of these documents and the creation of the beautiful product or the entertainment experience, whatever we would call that, that someone gets in their hands, or the visual presentation if it's an e-book. But you also, in order to do an effective job with that, I suspect, also have a lot of tips and tricks to suggest to our authors that once they get books in boxes or books on screen, how to now get them noticed by the world as well.
Yes, you know, and nowadays with the internet, I mean, there's just, it's really opened up the doors for marketing and for getting your content out there. You know, it's one of those, a blessing and curse situations where it can be an oversaturation, but at the same time, it can really help reach audiences that you would have never been able to, you know, with traditional publishing. You know, some things I suggest is making a 60-second book trailer on YouTube and distributing it through social networking, you know, pricing your book strategically and paying attention to the royalty rates on sites. In general, I tend to recommend that the sweet spot for ebooks by a newbie self-published author lies between, you know, $2.99 to $4.99 for a full-length ebook, because it's not too much. People are still going to buy it, and you can still make a little money. And I think the most important tip is to don't hesitate to start on your next book. The best marketing tactic is to write more good books, because each new title is going to broaden your name and recognition and generate more sales. You know, and that especially goes for experts who are looking to gain a stronger footing in their field.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, I think there's another thing to be mindful of, is to recognize that you just don't know what's actually going to flip the domino, right? I mean, this is about building, just like building your reputation for your brand, for your organization, or for your individual ventures, that somewhere, somehow, this is all adding to things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that it isn't just one thing that's going to cause it to flutter out there.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you were, you know, trying to put content out there about your business or your own expertise, there's no better way to increase your authority in your field than to publish a book. Right? Most people just don't really know where to start, and they need a trusted source to guide them. You know, people are just have so many commitments nowadays, pulling them in different directions. You know, but publishing a book, it gives you that instant credibility and expertise. It gives you that exposure because a book is almost like a powerful business card and a call to action. So, and it, of course, it can help increase your revenue and reputation.
So we're speaking with Lauren Weiss. She's founder and head of editorial for Midnight Publishing. You can learn more about what they do at midnightpublishingllc.com. I need to take you back, though, to a comment you made earlier. You said you're allergic to paper. And so how in the world did you navigate through a journalism degree or even knowing that you'd ultimately end up in the book world?
Well, you know, as nerdy as it might sound, I have always had issues with allergies, you know, from a young age. I grew up in Kansas City, and there was a point where I think we had, you know, like 10 pets, and I was allergic to all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a huge reader. I have been my entire life. So I think it's just something I've kind of learned to live with. And, you know, it's never been anything where I'm constantly sneezing while working around paper. It's more of a mild allergy. But it is definitely something interesting that it can attest to my passion for books and the field because I don't seem to mind at all. I just want to be able to work around it.
That's right. You're not going to let it get in your way. Lauren, the generational differences as you work with different authors, those who I would say are the digital immigrants versus the digital natives, for example, when it all comes down to it, though, for the kind of work you do, irrespective of how tech-savvy someone is editorial, just like content is contact, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And do you?
It doesn't really matter, you know, how, I mean, the technology has moved at such a crazy pace nowadays, you know, and the publishing industry, you know, as you know, has been in a downturn for, you know, at least the last decade in terms of the attitude and economics and quality. You know, but I feel like in 2013, something altered. It seemed like the publishing industry looked around and realized that they hadn't toppled over and they could start a new chapter. So sure. I think there's a lot of new optimism within the industry surrounding the new technology and a real enthusiasm to steer publishing into some new territory. You know, and in terms of writing, people are always going to need, you know, what we like to call them media architects to create really influential content, whether it's for their business or for, you know, their branding that they're trying to do with a book. People always need someone who's good with words, and it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you're trying to accomplish. Having something written beautifully and professionally edited, I mean, it makes all the difference in the world with your product.
It does, and also that it's got some sparkle with it, so that the words that are selected are consistent with the brand or the picture you want to leave with your interested readers.
Exactly.
So what portion of your business at this point in time is that media architecting for organizations or solo practitioners as opposed to books?
Well, it's kind of split right down the middle, to be honest. You know, those are the two things that people come to us for. So, you know, we have our copywriting sector that just focuses completely on businesses and helping them write their websites and creating brochures and, you know, really working with them one-on-one to understand what vision it is that they have for their business. And then we help them craft that, you know, to reach audiences. And then the other half is, the other 50% is more focused on authors and experts and helping them write books, you know, have their books edited, providing them with self-publishing consultations that fit their budget, you know, finding exactly what it is they want to accomplish, their target market, the type of publishing they want, the type of distribution. There's so many factors that go into it, and you know, I think that's why people reach out to us because it can be overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely, like you said, you don't know where to start. Yeah,
Exactly. We help simplify that process and break it down.
Very good. We've been speaking with Lauren Weiss. Her company is MidnightPublishingLLC.com, based out of Phoenix, Arizona. So, Lauren, do you ever get time to write yourself?
I do. I try to make time for that. I have been working on a fiction book for the past few years. And actually, one of the other, the feature of our company that we're focusing on right now is also creating a platform for writers to become better writers. So I've been working on some instructional ebooks, as well as, actual writing and editing courses, because that's what we really believe in. We want you to understand why we edit in the way we do. And so that makes you a better writer in the long run. So I like doing personal writing, like the courses to help other people become better at it. And in terms of completely writing just for pleasure, like I said, I've been working on a fiction book, and I also like to do some freelance writing. I do some articles for travel magazines, as well as I have a music column at a local publication.
Wonderful. Great. Well, Lauren Weiss, thank you so much, and wish you all the best as you continue to expand your organization. And you're right, there's nothing like a great editor, just like any variety of coaches, to help guide us through, particularly taking on a new venture. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Have a pleasure day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.